This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Moderate Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota is reportedly considering challenging President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination. The plans were first reported by Politico. Phillips has said publicly he does not believe Biden should run for re-election, telling a Minnesota radio station last year that the country would be well served by a new generation of compelling, well-prepared, dynamic Democrats to step up. Some Democrats have privately raised concerns about Biden's advanced age. Congressman Phillips is 54. Phillips' consideration for a run for president comes with age currently front and center on the political stage. Ex-president and potential Republican nominee Donald Trump, who is 77, needed help walking down a ramp and descending stairs in public events. President Biden, 80, fell earlier this summer. The Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, 81, has fallen a few times this year, once bruising his face and breaking ribs, and McConnell froze up at a news conference in late July, prompting Dr. Sanjay Gupta to say it looked like a petit mal seizure. And Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, 90 years old, is battling health issues after an attack of shingles. Feinstein had to be prompted to vote on two motions in committee in late July. Producers of the game show Jeopardy have confirmed that the show's annual Tournament of Champions has been delayed because at least seven of the contestants have refused to cross the picket line of entertainment writers to tape the show, instead choosing to stand in solidarity with the Writers Guild of America during their ongoing strike. The first contestant to speak out was 13-time show winner Ray Lalonde, who took to Reddit to explain the situation. Lalonde said, "There are now credible reports that the producers are making contingency plans to start filming the next season of the show with old and or recycled material if the WGA strike remains unresolved." As a supporter of the trade union movement, a union member's son, and a proud union member myself, I have informed the show's producers that if the strike remains unresolved, I will not cross a picket line to play in the Tournament of Champions. Lalonde is a scenic artist and member of IATSE, a union for film and TV crew workers. In response, other champions came forward, siding with Lalonde and declaring their intention to stand with the WGA. The show's producers, meanwhile, have confirmed that the tournament has been delayed, though they claim that they now say they never had any intention of producing a Tournament of Champions for Season 39 until the strike is resolved. Yellowstone National Park will conduct a lottery for winter access for non-commercially guided snowmobile tourism. Beginning Tuesday, August 1st, people may apply to the 2023-24 winter lottery for permits to snowmobile in Yellowstone National Park without a commercial guide. Authorized in 2013, the non-commercially guided snowmobile access program allows permit holders to enter the park for up to 3 days with a group of up to 5 snowmobilers. This year's lottery will be open on www.recreation.gov from August 1st to 31st. Successful applicants will be notified in early September. Unclaimed or canceled permits will be made available via the website on a first-come, first-served basis beginning October 1st. There's no waiting list. Cancellations may occur throughout the winter season, so people can check the website often for openings. Trips can be for a maximum of 3 days in length, and permits cost $40 a day with a $6 application fee. All snowmobile operators must possess a state-issued driver's license and successfully complete the free online Yellowstone Snowmobile Education Certification Program. Anyone can take the course to learn about park rules that help visitors safely enjoy the unique experience of winter in Yellowstone while also protecting park resources. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.